Welcome back to the WREM Morning Show. Joining me here in the studio, I've got Monmouth Roseville High School Athletic Director, Mr. Jeremy Adolfson. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
Good, Sean.
How'd your weekend go?
Good, good.
Getting all prepared for the Thanksgiving hubbub. We talked about it a little bit off the air here.
Yeah, it's going to get going in full swing. Obviously, the girls last week got off to a great start with five games, and now the boys take their turn this week as far as Thanksgiving tournaments go, and then we're off and running.
Yeah, that's where we'll start. We'll start with the girls. Dropped an opening game on Monday, and we talked about it last Monday morning. What a heck of a way to get started in the tournament and the season with one of your we'll call them a rival. Knoxville's a pretty good rival with us right now, and dropped that one, but then kind of went on a little bit of a roll.
Yeah, no, I think the first game obviously was a tough one, really more than anything the first quarter. I think they got down 12-13 points, and from that point on, we were able to cut it a little bit tighter than that, but couldn't quite overcome the deficit they had, but sounded like pretty well after that. And then, the rest of the week played really well, picking up four more wins, finishing off with winning the third-place game against Bushnell on Saturday night. So I would think that Coach Cole probably pretty pleased with the first week. Get your five games in and win four of them, and have to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, the tournament winner, Knoxville, played them to a nine-point game right out of the gate, 47-38. I got a chance to get over there and see that one. Then I went back over on Wednesday night and watched them play United. This is going to be a fun team to watch. The thing going in and talking to Coach Cole as well, and then I've been covering the girls for the last several years, is I thought they were going to have some problems scoring.
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, besides the 38 points against Knoxville on Monday night, they were up in the, I think, 50s and 60s the rest of the week. 51, a 61, a 62, and then finished up with a 68. So maybe not as much trouble as I thought.
Yeah, and I know just a little bit, I talked to Coach Cole there Saturday morning when he's finishing up practice. I think it was Saturday. Friday night, excuse me. The one thing that they have going for them is their athleticism, and I think that they're able to create a lot of offense through their defense. He's talking about having Carly Gillen out the front of a press.
That's
pretty
tough.
Impressive. That's a very athletic, tall, long, and Cora Neal, another senior, had a good week, and she's also extremely athletic and very long, even for not being super tall, but with long arms, long legs, and able to cover some ground. So I think that, and maybe the issues they would have with traditional offense, they can kind of get themselves jump-started through their defense.
Yeah, it's too bad we couldn't have played Knoxville, like on Saturday night, get a couple games under our belt, and then take on Knoxville. But, that's you play them the way the schedule goes.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
But a good week for the girls, 4-1, and I think they got a little break, and then, Tuesday night.
Yeah,
oh,
they
tomorrow
go,
night.
Yeah, they start conference play down at Hamilton, West Hancock, Tuesday night. So, that'll be a big one for them, obviously getting started with conference play early, so hopefully get off to a good start.
Yeah, earlier this season, West Hancock and Camp Point Central Southeastern, that little co-op, who's been really good, I think maybe undefeated the past couple of conference seasons, CPCSE,
sure.
West Hancock upset Camp Point Central already.
Sure.
So
yeah,
this conference might be up for grabs.
Yeah, no, I think it absolutely could be, and I think it's a great opportunity for our girls right off the bat. If you go down and get one on the road this early in the season, you get off to a really good start.
Now, the Titans beat BPC 68-55 for third place on Saturday. Carly Gillen named to the all-tournament team, and the two times we talked about her already a little bit. The two nights I seen her play, man, for a sophomore, I mean, she's got some leadership skills. As a freshman last year, she was uber talented, but just, kind of got that freshman, I'm going to kind of stay in the background thing. She's pumping her fist, and I mean, she's a leader, sophomore.
Yeah, no, it should be a fun team to watch. And like I said, they've got some experience with the older kids, but a lot of still pretty young girls, and girls that I think will improve tremendously throughout the year. So it should be really fun to watch their progress.
Yeah, and hopefully they get started on Tuesday night with a win in conference play. But switching over to the boys, they get their season started tonight. Got a chance to talk to Coach Grant Friday morning on his normal spot here on the morning show, and he's excited. Of course, he's always excited about rolling the basketball out. But they've got four games this week. Got Saturday off. Looking at the tournament, they've got eight teams. They could have, just my own, just on my own soapbox, you could have two pools of four and have championship day on Saturday like most tournaments, but
right.
You don't play everybody. Going back to the old style of Orient tournament where you don't play everybody. And
right.
I just wish they would go back to the two pool thing. But anyway, they got four games this week.
Sure. Yeah, no, it'll be interesting to get Orient right off the bat, play the late game tonight, and then turn around and play the early game tomorrow against Alleman. And then on Wednesday, early game once again against Sherrard, and then Friday they wrap things up playing Erie with the earliest game of the week. Starts at 4 p.m. actually on Friday. But, get four good games in to kind of see where they are. And, it'll be, again, a very interesting team. They graduated some very key pieces from a year ago, but also return a whole bunch of kids that have played a lot of varsity basketball. And then you add in a mix of guys from the Fresh Soft team that was extremely successful a year ago. Kind of a similar deal. I think you got some good experience there, but kind of the thing will be what's going to happen for those, you know, those first two or three guys off the bench, and who's the best combination there. And there's probably nobody better than Coach Grant to get it figured out, and probably get it figured out sooner than most would.
I had a trivia night on Friday night, so I missed the scrimmage. Did you get a chance to get the scrimmage? How'd that go?
Yeah, you know, I thought things looked pretty good. I talked to Coach Grant Saturday morning. That's what I was thinking of on Saturday morning a little bit. And you know, there's times where it looked a little bit sloppy there against each other. But I as I told him, and I think the same thing in football, if you've got some depth, which we definitely do, in a scrimmage, you're probably not going to look great because kids should be able to overplay some things. They should be able to, you know, kind of anticipate better than the opponent maybe would early on. And like I said, and he didn't really ever load it up at any point where you had the best players on one side and then the rest on the other. It was pretty even, even though they split it up a couple different ways. And so I'm sure for him and for the coaching staff, it was good to see those different combinations out there. And like I said, with the depth that they have, it's going to be about figuring out who's that starting five and who's the next best combinations coming off of there. But the positive news is there's lots of options there. There's nobody's going to play because they have to. Guys are going to have to earn their spot out there. And like I said, with getting four games this week, it's a great chance to kind of get a feel for that.
Yeah, I've learned through scrimmages, you either look really good or really ragged. There's hardly anything in between when it comes to the scrimmage. And like you said, if you're deep, both teams are going to play well, and that'll make it kind of ragged. Or if you load one up, you're going to look really good.
Sure, And like I said, I just think when, you know, it's no different than our football scrimmage. They hear the play call on defense, like, you really do know what's coming. You're not guessing. So you can really overplay it. And if it's a scrimmage situation, people are watching, why not go out and try to make yourself look good? But, I mean, there's definitely a lot of talent back there. You know, Nick Kelly and Jordan Cheek back as returning starters. That both were guys that scored a lot of points and have played a lot of varsity minutes already. And then, like I said, you add a bunch of other guys in that have been more supporting roles. Now they're seniors with a chance to step forward. And then I said that big junior class that had a heck of a year last year as sophomores.
Yeah, the JV teams had, I mean, they've had great years for the last, as long as I've been here. I've been going to games for a long time. And the JV seems to always have a solid season. It started with Doug Dennison, and now it's continued on with Jake Sotos. I mean, it seems like the cupboard's never bare because we have such good JV seasons.
Yeah, and I think the big key is, at least in my time, no one's played varsity basketball because they had to.
You know, exactly.
Every kid who's came up, and there hasn't been that many, any kid that's played varsity basketball as a sophomore or a freshman or whatever the case may be, they're there because they belong there. And I think sometimes when you see us play against other teams, you look at their fresh off and you think, well, man, if they had that kid and that kid, they'd probably be a little better competition for us. But, yeah, you know, you're able to keep most of those kids down all the time and get some continuity down there. That's great. And the same thing for us numbers down there. You know, the freshmen, for the most part, they play freshman basketball, and only a couple usually come in. And if they're playing at sophomore levels because they're going to contribute significantly, and schools our size and even larger, sometimes that's not the case, where sometimes you're just playing because you're the next best option, not necessarily a varsity player yet. So I think the way the program is set up and the way the participation's been, it's really continues to be a positive.
I was talking to Coach Grant on the phone Friday morning, and I had the varsity and then the JV roster in front of me. I'm looking at the JV roster, and I'm like, I don't see any nines. I mean, there's enough guys to fill that JV team with just sophomores, and then you got a whole other batch of freshmen underneath. So.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think anytime you get a chance to play at your level, obviously you're gonna be more successful, and you're gonna be a little bit more excited about things. And like I said, if you earn a chance to play up, then you earn a chance to play up. And you know, we've been pretty fortunate in that aspect.
We'll have each one of the Mama Throws Up Boys games on the air this week, starting with a 15-minute pregame show before each tip-off. So tune in on Sunny 97.7 all week. Wrestlers got a little time. They get started next week, though.
Yeah. They no meets this week with Thanksgiving, but they come back next week right away, the 28th and the 30th, Tuesday and Thursday, and have two of the three home meets right off the bat over at Central. So that'll be very interesting for them getting things going. And I know Coach Gable is really happy with the numbers they're at right now. We talked about that earlier, that looks like should be able to cover the weights and have some good competition at some of them as well. And that by itself will be a nice improvement for us, especially in those dual situations where obviously if you're not covering the weights, you're probably not winning. But this gives them a chance to be a little bit more successful as a team in that situation. And obviously we've had some success in individual tournaments in the past several years. So, I think they're very excited and looking forward to getting going, and it's getting much, much closer.
Good. Get out there and see the wrestlers this winter, folks. As the, like you said, the numbers are up. Give them some support. Also, this past week, Kaylee Woodard signed her letter of intent to play at the collegiate level.
Yeah, signed to play at Western Illinois on Friday afternoon. A very cool situation to see that. I've been a part of some signings here or there in my time with football players, essentially over the last several years. But this is the first time you're looking at a Division I signing there. So I know at one point her mom asked, what else are we supposed to do? I'm like, honestly, I really don't know, because I've never really been a part of something
right,
like this.
And right.
Do whatever you want. I mean, we've got a lot of people here, and you know, take all the pictures and do all the things you'd like to do, and really try to commemorate the occasion. And yeah, she's had a heck of a career. You know, I think back to her freshman year right away. I mean, it was immediate that she was in there spiking the ball as hard as anybody I'd ever seen right off the bat, and just a complete player. I know attending the volleyball banquet last week, you know, Coach Halcomb talking about some of her statistics and some of the things that she was able to do. And I think specifically when you think of Kayla as a big-time hitter, and she is, but her dig total was, like, bigger than most teams' liberos who only play the back row. Well, she gets three rotations. She gets half the time back there. But, yeah, just a phenomenal athlete, phenomenal player, and it'll be very cool to follow her down there at Western.
Yeah, good girl, too. I got a chance to talk to her a little bit after the signing, and we'll have that. We'll talk about that more in our afternoon show tomorrow. So tune into that as well. And probably some more signings coming up in the future, and we'll get those out to you folks as well.
Absolutely.
All right, Coach, anything else you got to cover? Anything else going on at the high school this week?
I'm trying to think. The JV boys also get going, sophomore boys
at Orion.
They don't play tonight. They play tomorrow night at 7 p.m., and then depending on how things go, it is a true eight-team tournament. They'll play again on Friday and Saturday to be announced based off the results tonight. So I know they're very excited to get out there and get a chance to get started as well. And then obviously our sophomore girls get their first chance when they go down to West Hancock on Tuesday. So we're getting closer to everybody being out there in a live competitive situation. So, yeah.
Both schedules can be found for the varsity and fresh off on the school website.
Absolutely.
It's up there, and you can print that off and know where you're going this week. Coach, thank you so much.
Yep, thank you, Sean.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
You as well.
Monmouth Roseville High School Athletic Director, Mr. Jeremy Adolphson here on The Morning Show. It's your Monmouth McDonald's Coach's Corner.